Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name is Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where I go through every single one of my songs. And today, this sounds going to be different if you're listening. Well, if you're listening, you just heard a rooster. That's one of the new things in the sound, because I'm in a new space. I've moved into a new space. If you're watching this on YouTube, welcome to my new little studio for at least the next few months. And so I'm really excited to be in this new space. But the only downside is there are someone's raising roosters next door. So you might hear a little bit of road noises, a little bit of rooster noises, and a few dog barks in the background. But that is the... Well, that's just what living in Bali is like. I'm not nowhere near the jungle anymore. I'm in town, so... Yeah, welcome to Songbook Rooster Edition. Anyway, today we're going to tackle a song called Eye of the Storm. And I guess we're in the eye of the storm here in Ubud in Bali. We're in the town, but okay, that's not even close to the song. Let's get to the song itself. Okay, so the song today is Eye of the Storm. I'm going to play it for you live first, and then we'll talk about the process that it took me to write it and what the song is about. Thank you, Rooster. Here we go. Sitting at a window of clarity comes, let's call it the eye of the storm. Cause in a moment I will be in love again, and you won't be hearing words like I'm sorry. But slow down a minute, oh down a minute, yeah down a minute, yeah. I can feel its pulse coming through me again. Come on baby, take me away, cause I should know better. Now, distraction feels good for a while, but distraction never leads to being free. And that's all it's ever taken to be me. Well, I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. Oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm molded halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me. These memories that can be replaced by changing now to first name. You'd think I'd care more about the people I give my heart to, but I don't think it's there, cause I know that I give my heart a little, oh my heart a little, oh my heart a little, to every single person that I've fallen in love with. Can there be any left? But I wanna break for a while, was never my style. It's like an image that I'll never unsee. And if I give it up, will I even be me? Well, I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. Oh, oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm molded halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love. Oh, maybe I was looking for love. When all this is over and chaos takes me under, remember the eye of the storm. Out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free.
Oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. Or maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me.
I can't find the ending chord. Anyway, that's the song. That is Eye of the Storm. Ooh, I'm sweating in this new studio. It is hot in here. And I don't want to put the air conditioner on because we've got enough noises around here. Anyway, this is the struggles of doing a DIY podcast in what is essentially a bedroom. Anyway, so let's talk about this song, Eye of the Storm. I was in England when I first started this, and I think what came to me first was the, it's not even about where I was, it's about, I was kind of, finding myself infatuated with someone again, and it wasn't going anywhere, and it was very one-sided, and I found, the problem is, that has happened to me a lot in my life. Like I've often found myself very infatuated with someone or very taken with someone, but it's not reciprocated. And it's this thing of unrequited love, which is not even really love. And I find that I genuinely like get so excited about this person and I don't, and basically it gives me heartache because this other person either doesn't feel the same way or, you know, like, It's just not going to work. And at this time I was taken with somebody and I found myself again in that wanting, wishing, waiting, like, why haven't they responded? Or, you know, like always checking my phone. And this song really came. And I think the sentiment of the song was that it was that moment when you have true clarity about your actions, but know that you won't have that clarity again. So like the eye of a storm, you know, so it is literally in the middle of all these feelings. You can see it all within yourself, but you just know that you're about it. The storm is about to come back, right? Like it's the calm before the storm, but it's also it's in the middle of it, right? So it's the eye of the storm. The notes I've actually got in the songbook itself is, this is a close one to my heart. It is about a brief period of time where I could see my destructive and hurtful relationship insecurities for what they were, a brief moment in time before the chaos of ego and self-doubt take over again. The eye of the storm, if you will. It started with my New Year's resolution, which was basically, was it this? Yeah, it was this year. Gosh, 2020 has it's been very interesting. Was to you know, not have these relationship insecurities and really dive into it and be honest and be upfront. And that was the one thing I actually did with my New Year's resolution, was just like, you know, it was to talk about relationships and clear that all out. And anyway, so this song was coming from that. And the words, you know, they say that for themselves, you know. I'm sitting and a wind of clarity comes. Let's call it the eye of the storm. Because in a moment, I will be in love again. And you won't be hearing words like, I'm sorry, let's slow down a minute. Slow down a minute. Slow down a minute. I can feel its pulse coming through me again. Come on, baby, take me away. But I should know better by now. Distraction feels good for a while. But distraction never leads to being free. And that's all it's ever taken to be me. Well, I was always out there looking for love, but you're not going to hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. I'm not going to wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. Or maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me. So yeah, that's basically the basis of the song. Maybe it is looking for love, or maybe it's looking for this infatuation, but really maybe it's looking for a sense of feeling calm, happy, and in love with myself. Ooh, we're going deep. It's not that I don't love myself. It's just, you know, a lot of the times it's difficult to be alone. And I think that's something that we all face. And I think that's something I was definitely facing at this point. You know, it was not near a breakup, but it was near a point where at least the spark of a relationship was kind of not going to go somewhere. And I was a little bit scared, you know, and scared to be alone again. And and it's so funny looking at this sort of period of time. You know, I feel like, because now I'm in a relationship and I've been in this relationship for 4 or 5 months, And this song was written maybe 6 months ago. So the funny thing is, like, looking at my state of mind back then, it was a fear of being alone. And when you're in a relationship, you just don't have that fear because you're not alone. In actual fact, you start having this fear of not having enough alone time, or, you know, not actually being able to have you. You know, it's just interesting how you can capture yourself in different moments. And I genuinely think, like, I feel... It's really difficult to relate to the song right now because I'm in such a different space to what I was when I was then. And it's not that I was upset or depressed or anything like that. It was this sense of clarity that I knew that I was being self-destructive by falling head over heels for people that I knew that they wouldn't love me back. And which is almost a way of self-sabotaging love for yourself, right? So I feel like that was the sentiment of the song. That was the sentiment of the song. You know, it's funny with the song also, like, if we're going to talk about it musically, I've always loved the chorus. And when I originally wrote it, it was on capo 2, which is 2 steps, a full tone higher than what it is now. I was always out there looking for love, but you're not going to hear that from me. I think the words were, I think I started the song, the first line I wrote of the song was that one, and it was actually a little bit different. It was, I was always out there looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me. And I remember playing it, I was in Wobbleswick in England just before Christmas, and that line came out, and my mother was like, oh, it's too on the nose, like, okay, she doesn't sound like that, I'm sorry, Mom. She doesn't sound like that at all. She's actually got a South African accent. I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. She suggested that instead. She suggested, why don't you sing, but you're not gonna hear that from me, instead of maybe I was looking for love. And then at the end of the chorus is when I sing that line, you know. Maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me. Okay, so basically this chorus was up here on capo 2, and it was quite high because it goes, I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. Oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me. So I find with that song, like, it's very high, you know, if I kept it up there. And it's actually, it's nice because I enjoy that powerful moment. Like I'm not gonna wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. I feel like that's the emotional center of this song. It's like the punch, you know, and if it ever was to be produced or anything like that, that's the point where you really want to drive it home. But I kind of felt like, you know, I didn't need this song to always be high, because I think I go up the octave in the second verse. I got all these memories that can be replaced by changing out a first name. You'd think I'd care more about the people I give my heart to, but I don't think it's there. It's too high, right? It's way too high. And I just feel like it's, you know, you kind of want to give me a break and also the audience a break as well. So that's why it was brought down here. I got all these memories that can be replaced by changing out a first name. You'd think I'd care more about the people I give my heart to, but I don't think it's there. So it's much more manageable for both you and I as a listener. But also, I didn't want that to, yeah, obviously impact that bit in the chorus, but I don't think it does. I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. I'm not gonna wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. I think it's still nice. I think it's still there. Still there. So it's just finding that right balance with the chords, right? And once you find that balance, then it's all good. It's all good. The chords for this one is very simple. It's D to a G, then to an A. And I think a lot of my songs actually are in this key. It's D. And there's a B minor in there as well in the chorus. And you just change the bits of that. Hello, Rooster. Gosh, I gotta Hopefully these roosters stop during these podcasts. Anyway, otherwise you're just going to get used to listening to roosters and me. Anyway, so in terms of whether I think this song is going to be produced or not, I'm really not sure. You know, it's very interesting. This week I've been looking into... gosh, this rooster is going to put me off a lot. I hope it's not putting you off as much as it is putting me off. I'll stop talking about it. This week I actually just came up with my top 20 songs so that I can start practicing them and create a set list and move forward with all the singles that I want to do and everything like that. And I think for me, this song didn't make it into that top 20. I mean, so outside of this season one of Songbook, which is 40 songs, there are going to be, I've already started the second Songbook, which has got page room for about 80 songs. So that'll be season two, but I'm already like nearly 20 songs into that. And so there's just a whole bunch of songs to choose from, you know, about 60 songs to choose from. And this one, I don't think it makes into my top 20. And if that's the case, I don't know whether it makes it into, you know, a song that I'm going to record. I just don't know. And I think that's the cool thing about obviously writing all these songs and having so much to write with. It's just, you have such a great option to do whatever you want, really. Like, I can literally just, you know, it's a good problem to have, that if good songs, because I think this is a good song, but if good songs like this don't make it into the top 20, it means that I'm in a good place, I think. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. And it gives you a little bit more insight into me going forward. But anyway, that's this episode, Eye of the Storm. I hope you have enjoyed it today. I hope you enjoy the new space if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening to this podcast wherever you are, I hope that the roosters and all the other noises are going to be okay. Maybe just give you a flavor of where I am and how DIY this actually is. But anyway, thank you so much for listening today. It means a lot that you're even just tuning in this far, and all the comments and things like that I've gotten along the way. So please like and share and subscribe, whatever platform you're on. And keep being amazing. Have a wonderful day. Otherwise, if you want to listen to this demo, it's on SoundCloud right now as we speak. And if you want to listen to the demo without going to SoundCloud, you can just not leave and just listen to the demo. Anyway, here is Eye of the Storm, the demo. I'm Alessandro, and this is Songbook. I will see you and talk to you next time. Sitting at a window of clarity comes, let's call it the eye of the storm. Cause in a moment I will be in love again, and you won't be hearing words like I'm sorry. But slow down a minute, hold down a minute, yeah, down a minute. And I can feel its pulse coming through me again. Come on baby, take me away. Should be better by now. Distraction feels good for a while, but distraction never leads to being free. And that's all it's ever taken to be me. Well, I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. Oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me. Memories that can't be replaced by changing out a first name. You'd think I'd care more about the people I give my heart to, but I don't think it's dead, cause I know that I give my heart a little, oh my heart a little, yeah my heart a little to every single person that I've fallen in love with. Can there be any left? And I wanna break for a while.
'cause apathy was never my style. It's like an image that I never unsee. And if I give it up, will I even be me? Well, I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. Oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm more than halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was. When all this is over and chaos takes me under, remember the eye of the storm. When I start breaking, progress I've been making, remember the eye of the storm, the eye of the storm. And I was always out there looking for love, but you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. But I am not gonna wait around till I'm old and halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love. Yeah, maybe I was looking for love. Oh, maybe I was looking for love. And I was always out there looking for love. But you're not gonna hear that from me. No amount of wine I drink will set me free. Oh, I'm not gonna wait around till I'm more than halfway in the ground. Oh, maybe I was looking for love, but maybe I was looking for me.